J.C. Dvorak is an independent member of 4-H here in Charles Mix County. And J.C., great to see you once again. And you've been in 4-H for 11 years. Let's turn back the clock a little bit. How did you get started?
I grew up doing it. My sisters did it. My dad did it. My mom was heavily involved. We've grown up heavily involved in 4-H, whether it be livestock judging, being clover bud, showing the little rabbits at the age of six in the clover bud division, to now cattle and pigs.
Well, let's talk about the cattle. You got a steer and heifer that you're showing. Let's go back a little bit farther, and how do you go about selecting the animals you're going to show?
So for steers, you go by their frame and how big they are as a calf. If they're a bigger framed calf and they're little, then they'll work perfect for like the state fair for an end game for them. If they're a smaller frame but bigger calf, you want them for maybe July end game for junior nationals, let's say. Heifers, you want to go by their frame, their rib size, and just how they think they're going to mature and develop. Now, we show ours, and we base them off of how they're going to look as a cow. If they're going to make a good cow, we're going to keep them. We don't breed for show cattle. We breed for cows.
And so how often do you work with the steer and the heifer leading up to achievement days?
I work with them every day for about 12 hours a day, whether it be getting them in at 6:30 in the morning and letting them out at 10:30, and then probably being out in the barn with them all together for 4 hours at a time.
How do they get along with you?
They're like my best friends. I think one's like a dog, and my heifer doesn't really care, but my steer is like a dog.
And I understand you're doing market pigs this year. Tell us about that.
I am. This is my second year showing pigs. I'm excited. I love doing it. It's something fun to do for county fair, as I just don't go to any other shows with them. I just take them to county fair.
And JC, you've spent a lot of time here. It's, you know, of course, I've seen you for many, many years as such. What is the most exciting part of achievement days for you?
Being able to show the community what I've done all year and being able to express that to everyone in our community that 4-H is a lot more than people think. There's a lot more work that goes into it than just walking a cow in the ring or a lamb in the ring or a goat, or, you know, it's just more than what people think. So it gives them a deeper dive of what we're actually doing here.
And of course, you show on a national level too. How does that differ between 4-H achievement days and the national shows?
Our 4-H achievement days are way smaller than our junior show. Our junior national show has about 1,000 head there, 600 to 700 kids. So the competition at junior nationals is very elite competition that are very hard to compete with. And our county is also very hard to compete with too. But it's just showing the kids that there's a lot more than county fair. Like, you can go out and do whatever you want for a national level. And it's a fun, fun show for junior nationals. I love doing it every year.
And JC, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's a great way to get involved in your community, whether it be to your farmers or just your regular kid on the street. It's more than just livestock and animals and farms and like all that. There's a lot more. I took some leadership advice from it, and I've taken many leadership roles from just being in 4-H.
J.C. Dvorak, an independent member of 4-H in Charles Mix County, joining us at Achievement Days.